Learning styles and repurposing content on the Craft Your Content blog. Imagine this. You spent hours, maybe even days, crafting your blog post. You did your research, wrote your shitty first draft, and then edited it to absolute perfection. You upload it to your blog and then share it on all your social media platforms. Finally, you bask in the afterglow of your hard work for a bit before moving on to the next project, never to think about the post again. Does this sound familiar to you? If so, you're missing a crucial step in the content creation game, which is repurposing your content. Repurposing content is, essentially, recycling content to extend its reach, making sure that it's hitting all of your audience and snagging a few new folks along the way. In order to be successful at this, you should know that people consume information differently. While one person could be just as happy as a clam reading your blog post, others may prefer hearing a podcast about the topic or learning the information through a downloadable slide deck. To cater to the different learning styles, you must first understand them. I want to talk to you about the VAC learning style model. VAC is spelled V-A-K, and it stands for Visual, Auditory, and Kinesthetic. The VAC model was developed by psychologists in the 1920s to classify the most common ways that people learn. In terms of content marketing, VAC can be used for repurposing content for your audience. Studies show that about 30% of consumers are visual, 25% are auditory, and 15% are kinesthetic learners. Now you may notice that doesn't add up to 100%. That's because another 30% of consumers learn through a mixture of these. However, the majority of your audience prefers one main learning style over the other. First, we're going to talk about visual. Visual people learn through sight. They tune out fairly quickly when it comes to audio and have a hard time remembering information disseminated verbally. This modality is particularly interesting because there are two subcategories. The first one is visual linguistic. These learners consume information easily through written language, such as reading and writing tasks. They can remember what is written down, even if they only view it once. You can reach them through blog posts, articles, white papers, and books. The second subcategory is visual spatial. These learners still learn through sight, but usually experience difficulty consuming large blocks of written text. They can easily visualize things by using their imagination. You can reach them through charts, memes, infographics, videos, and animation. The second modality is auditory. Auditory learners consume information better when they hear it. In the beginning of an audio recording, it is important to summarize the topic and pose questions to pique interest. If you must present them with written pieces, make sure you use rhythmic language and patterns. You can reach them through podcasts, audiobooks, and webinars. Lastly is kinesthetic. Kinesthetic learners consume most effectively through touch and manipulating things. You may wonder how that actually translates to online content. The answer is quite easily. You can reach them through quizzes, slideshare presentations, surveys, and call to actions. Now let's take this topic of learning styles as a repurposing example. For visual linguistic learners, I would write a blog post. That appeals to visual learners' preference for written language. For visual spatial learners, I would make an infographic of all the learning styles. Here at Craft Your Content, we're huge fans of PictoChart. It's easy to use and has great templates for the design challenged. For auditory learners, I would make a podcast or MP3 recording, which is what I'm doing right now. Please note that you don't want to read your blog post word for word, because what makes an article engaging to read does not always translate to an exciting listen. Lastly, for kinesthetic learners, I would make a slideshare presentation. Remember to pep it up a bit. Use bold fonts and lots of visuals. Each point should have its own slide. The more slides, the more clicks to advance the slides, which appeals to the kinesthetic nature. At the very end, I would put a call to action to download the infographic. Now for a real-life example. If you're like me, you are obsessed with watching TED Talks. Not only is TED an excellent resource for new ideas, the brand serves as a case study on how to repurpose content. Each video is accompanied with an interactive transcript that allows you to follow along, as well as search and navigate by clicking on a word to jump to the exact point in the video. You can also download the video or just the audio. Navigating to other areas of their site, you will find slideshows, playlists, blog posts, and photos. I even came across a Google Sheet index listing over 2,000 TED Talks. The whole website and their social media pages are media-rich and accommodating to everyone on the VAC spectrum. So, you may be thinking that this sounds like a lot of work. It doesn't have to be. Now that you understand the learning styles, you can strategically put them to work. Do you have to repurpose every single piece of content to cater to all three learning styles? No. The real key is to pay attention to the content that your audience engages with the most and repurpose it accordingly. Do you get dozens of comments on your blog posts, but it's virtually crickets when it comes to a slide share? Or maybe people share your witty meme by the boatload, but you only receive a handful of responses to your quiz. These analytics and metrics are the things that you need to pay attention to. After a while, you'll be able to intuitively structure your content around what resonates the most. In addition to paying attention, you can actually reach out to your audience and ask them what type of content they would like to see. I can't stress enough the benefits of checking in periodically to make sure that you are fulfilling your audience's needs. This establishes trust, loyalty, and a rapport, all of which increase engagement levels. The best thing about repurposing content is that you don't have to recreate the wheel every time to have a wealth of content. Remember, discover the way in which your audience likes to receive information and you're golden. You'll become a master at creating compelling content that speaks to your audience directly, making them return for more. Do you want to learn more about writing and editing? You can read this blog post and view other blog posts at Craft Your Content by visiting us at www.craftyourcontent.com.